Loz, this Jackson Hastings drama at the Manly Seagulls is quite intriguing. I don't think anyone doubts Jackson Hastings' ability on the football field. In fact, when he came in at the Roosters and he played in the halves, I don't think I've seen a young bloke come in and act with so much poise on the ground and have so much success as a young half. And then he was not sighted off Nobbies again. And now at his third club being the Manly Seagulls, he's fallen out with senior players and they're trying to, move him along. Denny Widler from Nine News joins us on the line with the background of this story. G'day, Denny.
Morning, gents.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it? But is it fair to say trouble follows Jackson Hastings?
Look, there's no doubt that at the Roosters he had trouble with the playing group. And that's only continued, if maybe not even got worse, at Manly. If Jackson Hastings was palatable to the Manly team, he'd be their number six at the moment. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Before they played the Titans, there was a run-in on the training field with Daly Cherry-Evans, the captain. I was told punches were thrown. That's been denied, but there was definitely a wrestle on the ground and whatever else. And what I found out yesterday was that Daly Cherry-Evans, after the loss to the Titans, went back to the hotel room where Jackson Hastings was and confronted him. It was allegedly to try and smooth things over. Well, it didn't go so well because there was another heated confrontation there. Again, I was told punches were thrown. That's been denied to me again. But Manly this morning confirmed there were definitely both incidents have taken place. I haven't heard the press conference from Trent Barrett, but he called a snap press conference this morning to confirm that there were a couple of incidents. In fact, there were more than that I know of as well, involving other players. And now it's clear that Jackson Hastings won't be part of the Manly first grade setup this year.
Has he got some anger issues, Denny? I mean, is that what it's about? He just snaps and loses his mind, or is it
It's a difficult one, Laurie. Yeah. I mean, I've interviewed him at least, I'd say, a dozen times, and I find him to be terrific to talk to.
Yeah.
He speaks really well. He's not a silly kid in any by any stretch of the imagination. He actually presents very well. However, clearly he can't gel with a team. He can't gel with a playing group. I'm trying to understand fully as to what he does, but from what I get from, teammates and the club, is that he says things to players that are irritating and disrespectful, and that's not going to work.
No, not in a team environment. So where to now for Jackson? Because I'm assuming most other NRL clubs may be reluctant to sign him, knowing the baggage that he comes with.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'd be a tough sell, wouldn't he? But, I mean, he doesn't have to leave Manly.
No.
He doesn't have to go anywhere. He can earn his money playing for Blacktown, and that's what he might end up doing.
Yeah, his talent on the field is not in question, is it? But you've got to fit into that team environment. You can. It's funny, you can be disruptive off the park, but you can't be disruptive on the park. And
or to your teammates.
That's right.
That's the big thing. I mean, the big thing here is, I mean, a lot of players do a lot of things that people don't like. But if the players can cop the person, they're gonna keep on staying in the team, I think. And I just think when it gets to the point where the teammates have an issue, that's when, things go south. And I'd be curious to see if any of his teammates come out and support him. I'd like to see. That'd be a true test of where it all goes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? That it's been reported that the team, I don't know how many of the team, but a number of players have gone to the coach and said, if you don't get rid of him, there's trouble brewing.
Well, I've heard privately from senior players, not always directly, that... they can't cop him. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And I feel a bit sorry rude saying that about Jackson, because he's a young man who obviously has a few things that he's got to sort out, and I don't want to be hypercritical of him, but clearly there are some things he needs to work out if he wants to be a first grade football.
He needs to get some help by the sounds of it.
He's got the talent, and the nature of the game is it's a game of redemption, Danny. As you know, the National Rugby League, there's always a needy, a greedy, or a desperate NRL club. But I'm just wondering, the problem is that the getting on with teammates is a major issue when you do sign a player.
Yeah, well, as Laurie knows, that's probably the key, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Danny, we thank you for that. We'll be watching Nine News again tonight.
Thanks, guys.